The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Tonight on Texans 360, we broadcast from Pro Bowl practice as the teams get ready for Sunday's showdown. Drew Doherty and John Harris at the Senior Bowl, and what's General Manager Rick Smith up to? Plus, basketball? Yes, Jonathan Joseph and Son visit with the Harlem Globetrotters. All that and more coming up tonight on Texans 360. Welcome, everyone, to Texans 360, our very first on-location episode of the program. I'm your host, Mark Vandermeer, and we are here in Glendale, Arizona, just outside of Phoenix, site of this year's Pro Bowl and, of course, the Super Bowl next week. The Pro Bowl is tomorrow, and we'll feature J.J. Watt and Dwayne Brown. It's been a busy week for us covering the Texans, of course, Pro Bowl preparations, and Drew Doherty and John Harris were in Mobile, Alabama, for Senior Bowl coverage. There, Drew had a chance to catch up with Texans Executive Vice President and General Manager Rick Smith.
Just two dudes working on their tans. Actually, a lot of work going on. This is General Manager Rick Smith. Good to see you as always. We're here in Mobile at the Senior Bowl. One part of the process as far as getting ready for the draft. But let's take a look back real quick at 2014. What a year it was. I mean, 9-7 and it wasn't just your typical 9-7, a lot of bumps and valleys and peaks and highs.
Well, but that's typical of a National Football League season, as you know. And what I will say is, while we were disappointed we didn't ultimately make the tournament and have an opportunity to go and chase a championship, we did, in my opinion, set a really good, solid foundation. And we managed the transition from coaching staff to Coach O'Brien's coaching staff. And I think we've positioned ourselves to continue to improve, and I'm excited about the future.
Yeah, now the process is, you can't say it's begun because it's ongoing, but it's a part, it's a different part now. You're doing so without a guy like Mike Maccagnan. How are things different in that regard for you?
Well, first of all, very excited for Mike and his opportunity in New York, and I think he will do a fantastic job. As it relates to our transition there, we had another guy in the building, our director of pro personnel, Brian Game, who had some interest as well. He interviewed in Chicago for their general manager position as well as in Philadelphia for their vacant position. And once Mike got the job in New York, we felt like it was important to go ahead and solidify our personnel department. And so we promoted Brian to director of player personnel. And then we've also promoted John Carr, who has worked his way through our college scouting department from an area scout to national scout. And now we have elevated him to the director role and very confident in his abilities to do that. And so it's been a seamless transition from that perspective. Our systems and processes will remain the same. We are always looking at those processes and systems to see if that we can augment them or to see if there's a way to improve them. And we'll continue to do that. But by and large, the process remains the same.
Picking 16th, there's a lot of flexibility there, isn't there?
It is. I mean, that's a position in the draft where, obviously you could position yourself to move up if you felt like that was necessary, or to move back and gain extra picks. And so we'll have a lot of fun here preparing these next few months.
Yeah, the preparation process in Mobile, a lot of it's on the field, but you gain a lot when you talk to these guys off the field, don't you?
We do, and we've even started that process. As you know, we have 60 formal interviews in Indianapolis at the Combine, and so because you are limited to 60, what we do is we start that even as early as last week, in Florida at the East-West Shrine Game practices, where we will sit and talk with guys, in the evenings. And we had some really good interviews last night with some of the young men here in this game. And, obviously the college scouts are in and out of those schools all the time. And so they're interacting with these players all the time. The benefit is for us who, guys that have not been on the campuses as much and who have not had as much exposure to these young men, on the personal side, that we get an opportunity to really sit down and talk with them and visit with them here at the All-Star Games, at the Combine, later in the process on the Pro Days, even when we bring, the 30 guys that we have the opportunity to bring in onto our campuses.
How much can a guy rise or fall depending on that personal aspect that you just detailed?
I think pretty significantly. You either know when a guy will fit, or more importantly, I think you recognize when a guy doesn't fit. And there's a profile. There's a certain kind of player that we're looking for that represents what a Houston Texan football player is, and the men that we want to represent our shield. And so we we're very diligent about that, and that's something that's very important to us. Chemistry in the building. Is something, accountability is something that we take a lot of a lot of importance. We place a lot of importance on.
You know, you're probably going to get some help from the 2014 class, from some faces that you didn't get to see much of in 15, or just some guys that are naturally maturing as NFL players, aren't you?
Well, yeah, and anytime, and I talk to all these guys about that, really, when you look at an NFL career, the jump from a rookie season to the second season has to be the biggest jump in a player's career. And it ought to be exponential that way, because all of a sudden, the uncertainty of the NFL life, the rhythm of the season, the scheduling, required of your time, the attention to detail that pro football requires, all those things that a guy doesn't understand and doesn't know coming into it, he has that the luxury of understanding that. And so really the athletic ability from that standpoint ought to just grow significantly. And so we will expect that that will be the case, as we expect that, typically each year.
Rick, let's put our sunglasses on. This has been a fun interview. Always good to catch up with you. Best of luck throughout the rest of the spring.
Thank you so much.
Texans Executive Vice President and General Manager Rick Smith with Drew Doherty at the Senior Bowl. Now we have Team Irvin warming up behind us in preparation for tomorrow's Pro Bowl. We're here at Luke Air Force Base in Glendale, Arizona. And next up on the show here, Jonathan Joseph and his son get schooled by the Harlem Globetrotters. We're all about football here, but this is fun stuff with J.Jo and his son. First up, though, the top five videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com. Wingstop presents the top five videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com. At number five, a look back at some of the biggest offensive highlights of the 2014 season.
Right to Hopkins, has the catch inside the five, rock and roll, touchdown Houston!
Coming in at number four this week, the Texans cheerleaders' fitness classes are underway in preparation for the 2015 auditions. At number three, J.J. Watt's pick six against the Buffalo Bills. At number two this week, the top defensive highlights from 2014. And the number one video this week on HoustonTexans.com, NFL MVP candidate J.J. Watt makes history with a sack on Blake Bortles. To watch these videos and more, log on to HoustonTexans.com.